We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I'm joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, how you doing?
Doing well. Called this homestand pretty spot on, so good.
I think we both did.
Yeah, exactly.
Win series, that's what you ask for out of bad teams.
Sweep series.
You want to go 7-0 here. I would have preferred to go on 6-1.
I was going to say 6-1 is kind of like what you would have taken.
But I will take 5-2. Angels get back over 500 during this homestand, actually during the A's series. After a couple of tough losses, one against Kansas City, which I know we talked about. Don't need to bring that back up, but we will definitely talk about the Jose Suarez start, which was very, very tough. I know.
Your guy.
I forgot a ball here too to talk about it too. But
that's your guy.
That's not my guy. You know how I feel about that. But
I'm marking him as your guy.
No, absolutely not. So, with that being said, Oakland A's came to town in Anaheim. Angels took 3 of 4 during that homestand. Big series. Big homestand as it was, actually. I mean, just to get back over 500. Just because Nate and I were talking about this beforehand, Angels do go to Milwaukee. And then May is extremely tough, right? You hope they play 500 baseball in May.
Yep.
Right? Like that. That
might not get the job done. You might be, depending on how close to 500 they play. It also depends on how Texas and Houston play during that time as well. So they're going to need to beat some good teams. And that's, if you want to be a playoff team, you're going to have to beat some good teams. And they've got, I would say, 7 or 8 good teams in the month of May.
28 games What are you hoping they you hope they go 14-14, or you want?
You're hoping for, like, honestly, like, you're hoping for, was it 17-11, 16-12?
Yeah. That's what this is going to sound really bad. That's what a good team would do, right?
That's what you want to be. You want to be a good team. So if the Angels are a playoff team, that's what you want to do.
If the Angels are a playoff team in May, and again, we'll recap this Oakland series here. In May, you want them to be 5 games over .500, I'd say, if you think they're a good team. If you want them just hanging around, you know, and kind of be in limbo like they have been, 500 team. That's about what you want. I mean, with the way the Angels have been playing, I'll take a 500 team. But again, you take it where they come. They go, I mean, this is tough just to go over May here real quick. They go to St. Louis. They come home. They got three against Texas. They have three against Houston. Then they go on the road to Cleveland, who's a good team. They go to Baltimore, who is a good team. They come back home. They play against Minnesota, who is a good team. They play against Boston, who they did not play very well against. Not a great team. Not really a great team, but they didn't play well against them. They haven't played well against Boston. I know we mentioned that before. Then they play against Miami, which...
winnable.
It's never an easy matchup against Miami and that pitching staff. I don't care how many guys they have injured or anything like that. That's a tough pitching staff to go up against any day of the week there. So, and then they finish off the month of May in Chicago against the White Sox. So, and that is a tough month of May, but let's look at what we have now. The Angels did what they needed to do on this homestand, 5-2, beat bad teams. I know you want sweeps. We're not talking about that. Let's start with the Monday game, Jose Suarez game. You're welcome. I picked him. Actually, there were two things that I saw with Jose Suarez, and we can go right to it because I know there was a lot that was being made that he was getting picked. You know, he's tipping his pitches. His pitches. That's the correct terminology for it. He was tipping his pitches. There were a couple things that I noticed in the Yankees series, because I went back, watched the Yankees series, and that was hand placement on the ball in his glove, which a lot of people were like, this isn't that, you can't see that, Nate, from the dugout, and Suarez being a lefty and pointing towards the A's dugout, 100% you can see hand grip, and I got to do my whole hand here. You can see fastball grip on top. You can see him get around on the slot, on the changeup, and probably get around on the slider too. So that was my original thought on how he was getting tipping his pitches. And I think that was a valid reason there. Come to find out, I went back, watched that game, and it was actually where he was, not really coming set, but where he would first bring his hands on a fastball or a slider. So first hand movement, he would come into his belt and then go up on off speed and come back down to the belt. On fastball, he would come straight to the belt. And that was definitely, I'm about 99% sure that's what he was doing there. Now, Nate, I know that you were not the biggest Jose Suarez fan, but he did look good in those last two innings after he found out he was tipping his pitches. He kind of came set a little higher up, went 1-2-3, 1-2-3 against a not very good team.
A murderer's row of a lineup.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The Oakland A's are a dynamic team. I mean, they scored a lot of runs against, they actually did score a lot of runs against the Angels, which should not have happened by any means. But with this being said, are you giving Jose Suarez one more start?
I wouldn't have given him this start, so no. Just to play devil's advocate, because I have to. First two home runs he gave up, anyone on base? No?
No, solo shots.
So it was out of the windup?
No, he's out of the stretch. He's totally out of the stretch.
He's wind up.
He wasn't in the first. No, he wasn't. He's out of the stretch. He's totally out of the stretch. He's not in the wind up.
I thought he was wind up and then stretch. I thought they're a little different.
Stretch. Super easy to pick out. It's easier to pick guys out of the stretch or see guys tipping pitches.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's way easier to pick guys out of the stretch. So he's still getting hit. It's not like, oh, he only got hit with guys on base. Like, he was getting hit no matter what. Still two walks in five innings, which not bad better for him.
And that's what I told you. He's throwing strikes. I'd rather, this is going to sound really ridiculous. You'd rather him get hit than walk guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can defend hits. You can't defend walks. But I do think ballpark plays a little bit into that. pitching in New York, it's like, I give up a fly ball, it gets out of the yard. I play at home. I can go attack guys. Plus, I'm facing the Yankees lineup compared to the A's lineup, which the Yankees lineup hasn't been that good this year, but they still have Aaron Judge. They still have Anthony Rizzo. They still have a lot more big name guys compared to Oakland. I think he's got to go to the bullpen. I think you have, I think you got to give the ball to Silseth or to Davidson. Davidson threw the ball well in that game. I thought the bullpen was used very weird, and I know we'll talk about that a little bit more, but I would not give Suarez another start. I think you got to move him to the pen. Davidson or Silseth, I would prefer Silseth, but the problem with going Silseth is now you have four lefties in that pen, and you really
Davidson.
Oh, five. Quijada.
Quijada, five.
Yeah, five lefties in that pen. That's a a lot. That means you're in it's gonna be tough to win matchups at that point because you're bringing in lefties a lot. So Davidson probably should get the first crack at it. I think Silseth has the better stuff. Should probably be the guy, but with the way that the rotation and the bullpen is built, you probably have to give it to Davidson.
I disagree with you on that one. Actually, I think that, well, first off, I think you give Suarez another start.
Who has the better stuff?
Hold on. You give Silseth another start, or you give Suarez another start.
Yeah.
I'm fine with, and I'm fine with doing that. I don't, against Milwaukee, it's not a great lineup. It's not a bad lineup though. I think it's a good test and it's a last test for him. I think after that, you have to figure out something to do. You can't let him go. You can't DFA him. I mean, you can, but someone's going to pick him up, and that's starting pitching depth, and it's fine. You know, I don't know. That's not what I would do. You need that type of depth. You can't send him to the pen for that for a reason you just gave exactly.
And well, unless Davidson is taking the ball.
And I'm not giving Davidson the ball. I think Davidson is, it's going to be weird that I say he's earned the spot that he's in, but he's pitched so well that it's like, don't ruin it. Like, this is the Jaime Barria thing from last year. Like, everybody wanted Barria to start this year. It's like,
it's just funny. How many of those guys can you have in a bullpen? How many long relievers can you run out there?
That's the Tampa Bay Rays, man. Like, I'm fine.
Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm fine with that. I don't mind. I don't want to see Suarez in the bullpen. That's my thing. Like, excuse me, they're in a tough spot. They really are. Like, you probably end up sending Quijada down. Don't send down Quijada. You probably send Silseth back down.
You're going to have a Phantom DL almost. That's probably what it would be.
Yeah, Phantom DL Suarez and let him get...
If Suarez gets lit again, you'll probably see a Phantom DL. He will go down to AAA to work on some stuff. He might even spend the whole 30 days down there, like that you're allowed to, depending on how bad the outing is and,
send him
and
back to
depending
Arizona
on how good he pitches in AAA. So, yeah, I think you probably see a Phantom DL if things don't go the way that the Angels want them to. And, you know, seeing Suarez, I say this a lot because I feel like the Angels have had a lot of these guys, but Suarez, I put him in that Justin Upton category. Loves to play when the lights are off. You know, when there's pressure on, not your guy. When the pressure's off and you're out of it, things like that, all of a sudden you're going to start to see a really good Jose Suarez. And you can't be winning. You won't win games with a guy like that. You won't win games that matter with guys like that.
Here's my thing. Like, he's got good enough stuff to be a starter. It's here. It's mentally. And this is going to be not even an excuse for Suarez. Like, and we've said this.
Let's keep picking excuses for him.
8,000. We said this about the whole team, though, right? Like, this is a mentally incapable team at the moment. Like, fantastic. Like, they played good baseball this homestand, right? You beat two bad teams. You went 5-2. Fantastic. But, like, what now happens in Milwaukee when something bad happens? I mean, the two losses that the Angels had at home were brutal losses, like mentally not their losses. The 11-8 loss against Kansas City, brutal loss. There haven't been very many games. Like, in the first month of the season,
Seattle's the only game where it's, well, there were a couple of games, but Seattle's like the one that you really pick at and you go, that's the one that you got beat.
Yeah. You look at the Boston series and they lose every game by less than two runs. You look at the New York, the Yankees series, they should have won that game where they lost 3-2. They end up losing the third game of the series, and that was the second game where it was like, well, they should have lost that. Yep. Realistically, and I hate thinking this way. I really do, because this isn't a way that I think. But they really like have only lost two games. As weird as that sounds, they have mentally lost the rest of those games.
The game's not played on paper, and that's,
no, it's not.
I don't know how much you can say that and get that through people's minds. I mean, that's why that. No. They've lost games, right? Because the game's not played on paper. You can't throw Brandon Drury at second and just hope that he plays good enough defense.
Oh. Brandon Drury is red hot right now. So don't
he is red hot. He should be playing first base. Yeah. You can't expect some of these starters to be elite pitchers when they're not elite guys. We'll see what happens, but. Let's talk a little bit more about the Oakland series. Let's talk a little bit about the way that the bullpen was used in the first game, because I think that was I agree with going to Davidson there. I think you needed someone to give you some innings, to eat some innings for you. But what's your thoughts on Wance there and then running him back out there in the ninth?
I didn't tweet this, but I actually – typed it out, and I said, can we give guys clean innings? Please. That's my biggest thing right now. Madden was horrible at doing it. It seems like it is kind of carried over. Sure, I don't know Madden. If it's the Nevin thing. It was Madden, just dating back to his Cubs days. You know what? I like David. This is why I like Davidson in this role. He has earned this role. He has earned the trust in this role, too. Not just earned the role. He's earned the trust in the role. So I'm totally fine with that. Wants coming out in the eighth. Did he only face one batter in the ninth, or did they give him two?
Two.
I give him one. You send a reliever like that out for a second inning, and it's a batter by batter situation. I know you're a manager.
Yeah, hitter for hitter.
What?
Hitter for hitter.
Yeah, you're hitter for hitter at that point. Yep. And I wouldn't have given him two hitters there. You know, you see him. I think he fell one. I think he fell down. I think he fell behind 3-1 on the first hitter, and that's when it was like, all right, like we're gonna go to the pin here. In fact, you know what I probably would have done if he gets down 3-1 is probably bring in that new pitcher on a 3-1 count. I've seen David Ross do it.
That's rough, but
I like that because you're giving a completely different look to some guys.
But it's still rough. It's a way different approach going into the game knowing
it's it doesn't work for everybody. But like I think about that in my head. I'm like, dude, like he's not feeling it. Like Andrew Wants is a one inning guy. You know, that's when you bring in your closer. Granted, he didn't want to use Quijada for some reason, which is fine. After blowing up on I think the Saturday there, he didn't have Estevez, and he didn't have.
I thought it was Loop that he didn't want to use.
I don't think he wanted to use Loop. I don't think he wanted to go to.
I know. I thought he had Loop available. Didn't think he had Quijada. I think he only had Loop, Wance, and Berea left.
Yeah, if I remember. Correctly. You could tell he wanted righty righty matchup because then he went to Berea and he just kind of had to stick with Berea. Unfortunately, I probably would have went with Berea. I probably would have went with my closer to be honest. There in the ninth, I probably would have gone to Quijada if Estevez isn't available.
I don't mind Wance closing the game. That's not what I'm upset about.
Oh, no.
I'm upset about bringing him in. Like, Davidson throw the ball really well, right? He gives up a hit to Jesus Aguilar. Then they let him pitch. They let him pitch to Shane Langeliers. That is where my problem is, right? First of all, if you're going to take him out because Alesmez Diaz is at the plate, a guy hitting 152, and yes, I know he has probably hurt the Angels in the past because he was an Astro, but like he's hitting 152.
Yeah.
And we're not like.
We wouldn't be talking. I'm going to be honest here with you.
If
like,
they win the game, we're not talking about this. Obviously. Well, no, yes.
We're still probably talking about this because it's like, what the hell is going on? Because they actually ended up almost winning this game, pulling off a little bit of a comeback there in the 10th. However, if you go out and play games like you want to win, like they didn't want to win that game. If you don't have guys,
yeah,
if you don't,
it was.
Like, there are some times where you don't have guys available. That happens. Like you have guys pitching consecutive days and everything
Yeah,
like that.
but that's
That's
because
fine.
your starters got lit for 2 days in a row, and it's like, hey, we just
Yes.
had to wear
You
our entire
had,
pen out.
you 100%, you had guys available. You just played Kansas City. You had guys available. You
You
needed,
should have.
you need to go out and win games. Like that's the end of story. Like you cannot give yourself, give your guys a chance to lose because that's what you did by letting Wants go back out there. Like Wants did a fantastic job of finishing off that inning. I wouldn't have sent him back out there, or I would have been a batter for batter for him there. And then when anything would have happened, I would have brought in one of my closers, whether or not it's Quijada or whether or not it's Estevez, and I want to win that game. Like, and that's the thing. I don't think, you know, this team again, like if it's a mental thing, I don't think this team wants to win games. So, bullpen wise, it is what it is. You need to want to win games there. And they didn't want to win that game on Monday. I don't think, you know, they put up enough runs and you just didn't have, you didn't put the right guys in bullpen wise. Can we talk about Brandon Drury getting hot?
We can. I just wanted to really talk a little bit more about Jaime Barria in that role. That's not a Jaime Barria
No,
role.
not his
He's not
role.
a
No.
clutch ninth inning guy. We know that. He's a long reliever and he does a really good job in that. But
Your bridge the gap guy.
yeah, so
Not a
I don't
closer.
know. There was just a lot of things that I didn't like the way that they handled that game. And yeah, I think that you handle that game properly, you probably win it. They had no business winning that game the way Suarez started, but the fact that they stayed in it was good.
They
Jury,
battled.
yeah,
They battled.
jury, jury's hot.
Yeah.
I really like the way Wallach's played. I wanted to
I've
bring
been
that up.
saying this forever. We've been.
We both said that
I like Chad
before.
Wallach. Chad Wallach is playing
Yeah,
fantastic baseball. He is a
he's playing really
great.
well.
He's a great backup catcher. I don't want him starting all these games. You know, like I want to see. It's going to end up being have to be. I don't know when Stassi is going to come back. If he's going to come back at this point, I mean, it's. I don't know what exactly is going on there. But Stassi and Wallach isn't a bad platoon. I would rather have Ohapi and Wallach behind the plate. But yeah, we've said our piece on Matt Theis. Brandon Drury is getting hot. That's fantastic to
Yes.
see. The guy a guy needs to get hot. Last thing we want to talk about here before we get on to the Milwaukee Brewers series, Luis Renifo.
It's
Take it away.
good. I'm glad we got to that.
Yeah. But that was the Monday game was Luis Renifo game. We didn't even talk
It
about it.
was. Yeah, I think part of it was I was waiting till this moment to talk about it.
Fun, yeah.
But yeah, first of all, let's start this whole thing with the top of the 10th inning, right?
Get
Ground,
outs.
yes,
Just get outs. Let him
ground
go to
ball to
third.
him, and he's playing second base, and he's trying to get the guy at third.
Trying to make this a
You
zero
can
play.
tell
Get
me the
outs.
guy was out at third, probably was out at third, and you know it happens. But why are we not just getting the out at first
Go to
base?
first base.
Yeah,
Even after
there's
like
so
a
many
double
things that could
clutch too,
happen.
I think he kind of
Yeah.
double clutched a little bit. You got to go to first there.
There's a
Like,
couple of things that could have happened. You could bring the infield in with a runner on third and one out, try
brutal.
and get the guy at the plate on the next guy. You
Or
could.
to the Oakland A's that are batting like 220, and you take your
I
chances
think
that they
that's
don't get a hit.
generous. I think that's generous.
Maybe 220.
And the reason why I was so upset about that is you get a guy to start the inning at second base. Like I think it would be completely different if this is the top of the ninth inning. And it was a leadoff double and a ground ball to third, and it's like, or ground ball to second. It's like, oh, we gotta
Smart
make sure
play
that guy
there in
does.
that situation. It
Yeah,
is.
it's
It's
like,
like you
okay,
go there and you probably got him.
still not the ideal play, but it would have made a little bit more sense to me. Still would not have done it. I would have been screaming at him as a manager, just saying, hey, get an out. We can worry about the next guy later. But yeah, you get a guy to lead off the inning at second base, and then. So frustrated with that. Frustrated with his ABs. His ABs have
I'm
been.
not done defensively.
Oh,
I'm not done defensively yet with Luis Renifo.
we can hit on this for a long time with how bad he's been defensively.
So,
Remember when you said he
cutting
thought he
off,
could play shortstop?
cut. I still think he can. I still think he can play shortstop, but I think he would have to play there every day.
Okay.
Cutting
Oh,
off the
yes.
ball on the double play. That again, you need to get outs there. Just roll the damn double play. Just roll the double play. Like, he got the guy out. I think he got the guy out of the play, didn't he? But roll the double play at that point. You know, why is the second baseman even there cutting off the ball? Like, sure, you want to call it a smart play. That's fine. And then to lead off, or not even lead off that next inning, basically he's a leadoff hitter because there's nobody on base. They score a couple of runs, or they score a run. No, they score a couple of runs. They're down by one. He tries to stretch a single out into a double and gets thrown out by 30 feet. Brutal, yep. Man. Absolutely brutal. And also on Thursday, he makes an error there at second base as well. I'm with you. I know we got to kind of speed this one up here a little bit at the end. Yep. Here. I'm with you. I think he needs to play every day. I know we mentioned that before, and that's just, it's a consistency thing. You got to get guys a little bit more consistent. I think that we're starting to see that. We're not seeing Jake Lamb as much. I think we're seeing Drury a little bit more at first base. I think we're seeing Renifo a little bit more at second base. I think you're seeing a little bit more.
But the problem is Urshela probably should be playing a little bit. Like, you're running into a problem.
I'm not upset with Urshela being the fifth infielder, which is what we've said forever.
But the problem is Urshela is playing better than Rengifo.
Yes, I think
defensively. He's playing better offensively. Like, yeah, you do want to get Rengifo in there, but how? Again, it's the same question that you have with Jose Suarez. How long of a leash do you allow him?
Yeah.
To have, like, do you let him keep playing until the All-Star break? And if he's hitting 205, it's like, well, I guess we got to make a move now. But at that point, you're probably not in this thing, and that means Urshela's gone, and Renfro's gone, and all these guys are gone. So. It's a interesting thing to go with. They win the next three. Big start from Sandoval to get deep into that one. I know he didn't have it early, but just to kind of muscle his way through that one, get seven. That was huge.
Shohei Ohtani pitching and then not well, and then well again.
Yeah, you know what happens. He's human. You can't be perfect every time out, but I don't want to hear the A's were tipping his pitches. Like, I'm sick and tired of that. It's like, it's okay to not pitch well. Like, everyone is allowed to not pitch well once in a while.
Yep.
And I think that's what happened. It's fine. So, yeah.
Let's get on to the Brewers series here real quick before we let everybody go. Three game set in Milwaukee. Actually, I like this matchup here. I don't think it's like World Series matchup or anything like that, but it's a fun matchup. I think both teams match up decently well here. You look at Friday tomorrow, or today, I guess, whenever you listen to this, Angels, we go Tyler Anderson against Wade Miley. Again, a fun matchup there, some soft tossing lefties. Wade Miley started the season off pretty well there. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Wade Miley in that one. I think Wade Miley is going to continue to build on what he's doing. The one nice thing for the Angels, though, is they do hit lefties well. They can be a very right-handed lineup if they would like to be. They could have 8 of 9 guys be right-handed, so I do like that for them. The one issue, obviously, is, you know, what are they going to be able to do against Wade Miley? Yeah. So,
you know, off to a hot start. Tyler Anderson's kind of due for pitching decently well.
And that's the real reason why I have Milwaukee is Tyler Anderson has not pitched well.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we need to say about that.
Yep. Game two again in Milwaukee here, Reed Detmers against Corbin Burns. Real fun matchup there. Tough matchup for Reed Detmers, but Burns hasn't been off to the best of starts either. But still one of the best, if not the best pitcher in baseball when he's on. Always fun to watch him pitch. So I think we're both going to take Corbin Burns there.
Yeah, he had the injury early coming back. Nothing crazy. So it's going to be tough on the Angels. That's going to be a really tough matchup for them. But all you're looking for is Detmers to keep him in the game. Like, if Detmers can show that he's getting better each start, like, I know he started off not as good as you would like, but if you can see him get better, that's what you're looking for out of that start. You're looking for the Angels to have competitive ABs. Win the game, great. If they don't, you know, they went up against an ace, and that's what we talk about. They struggle against aces, so we'll see.
Yep, yeah, it's gonna be a fun matchup, regardless there. And then you get to the Sunday matchup. At the moment, Jose Suarez against Colin Urrea should be an interesting matchup of the offenses from what it seems like here. But I guess we'll see. I have them I think Suarez pitches well in this start if he gets the start.
I think it's too late to take away the start from him because we're looking at Thursday night, Friday morning, you know, probably when these people are listening to this. I think it's too late to take the start away. You've already called up Silseth, and I think if you were going to give Silseth the start, you would have probably said, hey, you're not getting called up until Saturday, you know, all these things. Or they probably would have started to move Suarez to the bullpen already instead of waiting. Mm-hmm. So I think it is Suarez's last start, at least if he doesn't pitch well. So I think he's going to get one more start, and this is it.
Yeah, like I said, real fun matchup. I think the Brewers take 2 of 3 here, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Angels took 2 of 3 either. So what do you got? You're saying the Brewers sweep?
It wouldn't surprise me if the Brewers sweep. It wouldn't surprise me if the Angels win 2 of 3. Like this series, the way that the pitching matchup has lined up, it's like you've got one game where the Brewers should win, and then you've got the other two where it's a complete toss-up. So it's going to be an interesting series. The Brewers are playing really good baseball right now, and the biggest thing for them is they aren't making mistakes. Like, their pitching hasn't been that good. Their offense is very average, but they're not making the mistakes. And that is why I think the Brewers probably sweep, is because it's going to be one mistake that is going to cost the Angels in each game. Not the same mistake, but there will be one mistake that costs them. And that's going to be, they just haven't played clean baseball. And for some reason, Milwaukee has done it, and that's why they're going to win baseball games.
We will see how it rolls. So, guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And you can check us out at TalkingHalos.com. A lot to come on that website right there. We're going to get Riders up and rolling for everybody. I'm going to keep crushing that. You can follow us on our social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow myself on Twitter, @Jared_Timms, Nate at NateGreen34. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.